We know airports are not seeing nearly as much traffic due to the pandemic, but some innovation and updates are still happening. Previously on Central Time, we've learned about a pilot project for small-scale farming using indoor hydroponic technology. That same organization running the project, Appleton-based Fork Farms, has now teamed up with the Appleton International Airport. To tell us more about what's going on at the airport, we have Patrick Tracy, Marketing Manager for Appleton International Airport. Pat, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Keely.
So you're growing food inside the airport. That's not usually where we would expect to grow food. What does the setup look like?
It's beautiful. The actual flex farm is 5 feet tall. It's about 3 or 4 feet wide. And it emits this beautiful, bright white light. And you can see the little lettuces kind of poking their heads out of their little growing cylinders. And it's very eye-catching on our airport concourse.
So people can see this if they are using the airport.
Yes, they can. We have it literally right next to our restaurant on the concourse. So as people would queue up to buy their little to-go sandwiches or, you know, wait to get coffee, you pass right by our flex farm, and you get to look into it and kind of see what's happening. It's a conversation starter.
A conversation starter that had to start with some sort of conversation. I mean, who came up with the idea to grow food that you would serve at the airport in the airport?
Back in April when we were putting together our COVID response, and it, you know, back then we didn't really know what we were doing, so we were kind of making it up as we went along. And our phrase is making healthy connections fly. The Appleton Airport has a big partnership with ThetaCare, and we've had healthy messages and hand sanitizing for a couple of years in Appleton. And as we were thinking about how could we make the experience even safer for our travelers in the COVID times, somehow we hit upon the idea of making our food fresher, and I had become aware of the Flex Farm product, and it just seemed like a fun thing to do to bring some joy to our customers.
Who actually manages the growing chambers or pods or what's the terminology here?
It's a hydroponic farm. That's kind of what I call it. And so it's a partnership. We have an amazing restaurant manager that runs our restaurants at the airport, Stacy. She's just wonderful. She's in there every morning at 5 a.m., knows all of our customers by name. And so she's been appointed our resident farmer to keep an eye on the farm.
And what are you growing?
Fresh greens. We have a variety of nice, fresh sandwich greens. And right now, our farm will grow 300 pounds of fresh greens a year, which is enough for us to use on all of our sandwiches and burgers that we serve at the airport.
And how long did it take to get this all up and running then?
We started talking about it in April, and we got serious about it in July. And we've had the unit for 2 weeks now, and we'll harvest our first fresh greens next week.
Wow. Is this more sustainable? Is it saving the airport money? Both? Neither?
It's all of the above. The Appleton Airport was selected a few years back as one of the USA's sustainability project airports. Appleton has a number of energy-saving features around the airport. Our short-term parking lot is covered with solar panels, so we actually produce enough energy to power our terminal. On our own, we have a geothermal heat pump at our corporate area, our FBL, and you know, we've done all the LED light replacements. So we are very focused on sustainability at the Appleton Airport, as well as giving our customers a great experience. And the Flex Farm just seemed like an opportunity to achieve both objectives.
What a cool sight. Patrick Tracy, we'll have to check back with you sometime. Let us know how things are going and how things taste. Thanks for your time, Pat.
Thanks, Keely. Bye-bye.
Patrick Tracy is marketing manager for Appleton International Airport, and we talked about the fact that they're growing food inside the airport.